Hi, this is PC Matthew. Our families need our prayers like never before, as they are the target of many evil forces today. Join me and my wife Sibby in seeking God in repentance in this season of Lent, as God wants us to be for Him while we pray and seek Him for our families.
Day 21, praying as families for those experiencing hunger. The prophet Isaiah challenges those who have been fasting and praying to provide food for the hungry before seeking God. Hunger remains a serious issue in 43 countries worldwide. What is noteworthy is the proximity of many wealthy countries to nations battling poverty with impoverished children and adults. One could argue that the food wasted in wealthy countries alone could address the lack of food in impoverished ones. Today, in the world of fitness and health awareness, people subscribe to numerous diet plans. On the other hand, there are those who would be thankful just to find any kind of food to satisfy their hunger. God created a world capable of providing all the necessary food for humanity. The food wastage of rich nations alone could support those nations suffering from hunger. The internet is filled with many diet plans for weight loss, but there are still people who have nothing for their daily meals. The Lord was grieved that His people diligently seeking Him had ignored the basic needs of their fellow human beings. The Lord wanted His people to ensure that none amidst them go hungry due to lack of food. In Genesis, when God created human beings, He placed them in a garden to work and take care of it. They had to work in the garden to keep themselves fit and healthy, but food was provided by God through the plants He created for them. After the fall, the supply of food became conditional to their toil. Man would now toil for his food, and the ground was cursed, not yielding the needed sustenance. This principle still remains for food to reach one's table. However, nations such as those in Africa, south of the Sahara, and parts of South Asia suffering from famine and drought continue to suffer despite their toil. This situation requires our involvement and prayers. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 35, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink." Jesus identified with the hungry, and He uses our involvement to feed the hungry as part of judging humanity. This is how Jesus wants His body to respond to the needs of the hungry. While these nations need much prayer, we also need to be sensitive to our loved ones and neighbors who go hungry due to insufficient resources. I'd like to narrate a personal incident from a couple of decades back when I was studying in an Indian seminary. My neighbor, a student at the seminary, had many mouths to feed at home, including his elderly parents. One day, the Spirit of God prompted me to give him some money, so I collected funds from my friends. I intended to give it to him the next day, but the Spirit of God prompted me to give it that night itself. With much reluctance, I went to his home, apologized for the late visit, and handed him the money. To my surprise, he looked at me as if he were seeing an angel. He then shared that he had exhausted his last penny and that they had no money left for their next meal. They were cooking a handful of rice with water so the kids could have the boiled water and the elderly could have the rice. My neighbor had no idea how he would manage the next day. I was unaware of his situation, even though he was my neighbor in the seminary. if we are sensitive to the Spirit of God, we can be prompted to be a blessing to those experiencing hunger. Our God cares for the hungry, and He wants to use us as instruments of His grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your provisions in our life, and we seek for those who are hungry. Lord, we confess the times we have ignored this need around us. Make us generous to share our food with the hungry and the poor. We pray for missions and ministries that are feeding the poor and the hungry. May You make us sensitive to the needs of those who are unable to work for their meal. Please have mercy on these people from impoverished lands and provide them out of Your bounty. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank you for joining us in this podcast. We would love for you to join through Zoom for a 30-minute prayer at 4:30 p.m. IST or 11 a.m. GMT with friends from all over the globe to intercede for the issues that we just now heard. If you need any prayer support, please write to familyprayer@uimfrti.org. I repeat, familyprayer@uimfrti.org. God bless you.